We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Drake, joined by Luis Pacheco. We're here to talk about Wednesday's two-game Champions League slate at DraftKings. But Luis, today is Tuesday. We return from a couple weeks off in Champions League. I saw you won some things. Maybe it was over the weekend. Maybe it was last week. I saw you won a few things recently. But how did you do today?
I saw the money, so I didn't have Gonzalo Ramos, right? So that's I went with Nolan and Joe Felix, and you know, it didn't work out. I mean, I went for the set pieces, and I should have gone for Benfica. I mean, I have a lot of Benfica, but no Gonzalo Ramos. So move on.
Did you do something? Not really. I had, I don't know if you watched the show yesterday, but I'm blaming Jack Burkhart here. He put me on to Julian Brandt, and then it kind of went away for me after he went injured. But we were having a conversation. Yeah. It seemed like just a classic hindsight slate. It was like, well, we could have seen Benfica score 4 or 5 goals. That's not surprising. And we could see like this Chelsea Graham Potter team sneaking out a win, given how the first matchup went back at home now and holding Dortmund scoreless, who had a few injuries going into that game. It just seemed like, yeah, we could have seen all of this happening. We could have, you know, just played the Benfica guys outside of Arsenis, who played in the attacking role. Just play the 3 Benfica guys. And then kind of go from there. But unfortunately, I guess we just didn't do that. That's why there's more games. So we can lose more money. That's why we're here.
That's what it is. But somebody else wins it in the community, right? Well, on DraftKings. But
yeah, someone else in the DraftKings community wins it. And now DraftKings, instead of the big $5 King of the Pitch qualifier, we only get the $150. There is no stuff for the small puppies. You only get the stuff for the big guns. Yeah. Good news, though, in terms of – well, I see here the main contest is actually smaller than it was today. We now get $40,000 in total prizes. I believe it was $50,000 today. I think 1,000 fewer entries because today's main contest did not fill. So I guess they're just ignoring that it's Bayern Munich against PSG. But here we are. Here we are talking DraftKings, even though they don't, support the community. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I mean, it's just, we sometimes care more about the fantasy pro than they do, I feel. But,
100%.
It's okay. It's just what it is. I mean, we have so many ideas to make it better, but, will they ever listen? Anyhow, doesn't matter. But, yeah. I'm with you. I mean, it's just a matter that, contests, soccer, I don't know the other niche sports. I don't play anything else. But they keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's just a matter of, like, you know, price structures and rake. You know, more mm-hmm. people get bankrupt, less people make money. And that's it. So, you know,
that's it.
The tragedy of the commons, we call it. So, but we, besides that, I mean, you know, regardless of size, it's a quite interesting slate. I mean, there's prices are complicated to get everybody you want, right? And it just depends that you want Messi and Mbappe, or, you know, they're underdog and Bayern. So, but are you going to go with Son or Kane, which are reasonable price for the odds? But, you know, Spurs is being Spurs, right? So.
As long as you're comfortable playing Oliver Skip, this is an easy slate, right?
It's funny you say that. It's kind of, he feels like the key, right? You feel comfortable, you know?
That's all it takes. That's all it takes is I click into Oliver Skip's profile. Look at this. 4 shots the last 3 games, couple chances created. I mean, what can go wrong, right?
Well, nothing can go wrong with Oliver Skip. The new Hoiberg. But with Hoiberg now have a different price, right? Yeah, so
with a cheaper price.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. I think that, yeah, if you want to play, I mean, Messi and Mbappe seems like, you know, I feel bad not playing them, but it feels that, I mean, it's Bayern, well, it's a tough match.
Wait, are you saying you're going to fade Messi? Is that what you're saying right now?
Probably not, but
okay.
But it's something that could happen, right? I mean,
yeah, I think so.
Not for cash, obviously. I think, but
right, not for cash, not for cash. Yeah. In tournaments, yes, I think that's definitely in play. Away to Bayern Munich, it's got to be in play. But for cash games,
yeah.
Do you want? We know we're going to play Messi. I think that's fairly clear. I mean, he's still not that expensive. I know it's a tough spot, yeah. 9,200, but are we in a situation where we're fine with playing Sun again? I know in the group stages, you were always on Sun. I don't know how many times it worked out for you, but right now it seems kind of like a tricky situation. He was benched for a couple games and then he came back against Wolves and had a 14.4 against them. He scored off the bench against West Ham, but in the first leg, 9.2 points, 81 minutes. Are we in a situation, like, who else are we going to play in your second forward if it's not Son? So do you want to play Son, I guess?
I mean, Son seems safe, but so did Nolan today. I mean, I...
Wait, did Nolan seem safe?
It seems safe to
me. Are you using different content other than RotoWire? Is someone saying out there to use Noah Lang? What happened?
No, it was just myself. Just thinking that maybe I can get 10 points and get away with a
man. Oh, you got subbed at the half. Oh, man.
Throw away at the match. I think I was going to throw away the match. It actually was Bruges then throw away the match. So, anyhow, let's not talk about me anymore. I'm just irrelevant now. But, I mean, I like some, but you have, I mean, what you said is what is on my mind, too. Like, some seems to have a floor, but, I mean, where are the goals? Where are the assists, right? Like, it feels like Spurs is struggling to score. You have Mr. Mbappe there that, you know, is coming, you know. I mean, this is his match, right? He's healthy. He played 30 minutes the other match. There's no Neymar, so it's all on him. So, you know, I mean, do we like Mbappe, especially if he's going to go against Stanisic? Or, you know, I mean, are they going to play Stanisic? I would be very surprised, but I guess there's no one else, right? So
I believe they are. I saw a quote. It might have been yesterday or maybe over the weekend, just about how Stanisic is playing over Cancelo. And that's kind of what they're going to do. And Cancelo went to Bayern Munich for minutes and now he's on the bench again. So unfortunate for him. I think didn't Cancelo make like the world top 11 or something like that recently? And now he just can't get on a team who wants to play him. So that's an interesting situation for him.
Yeah. 'Cause
he was also benched by Portugal, I believe, in the World Cup, so just a weird couple months for Cancelo, but
yeah, I don't know. It's just it feels that I mean, I mean, if we talk about Cancelo, I think he's pretty talented, but he's a guy that is just sometimes lacks discipline to play the position he requires for Bayern Munich. I mean, like even Man City, right? But you know, like I mean, I'm not thinking about Cancelo, but maybe Niklas Süle or something. I mean, Cancelo is actually a really bad matchup for Mbappe. I mean, it's just. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wish. The problem with playing Mbappe and Messi is that what you say is going to be true. You have to play Oliver Skip, and are you comfortable with that? Well, I don't know. Elias Son, I think that's a safe choice. Coman did amazing on the previous match. I'm not sure if, I mean, the price is high for someone without set pieces. So, you know, I'm not as much a goal of size. So I think it's going to be Messi first. Probably, what do you feel about this? I'm going to say that Mbappe is higher on in cash than Son. What do you think?
Mbappe higher in cash than Son. 1,500 difference. I mean, Mbappe has the name, so people will play him because he's Mbappe, but will they play him as the most expensive player with Messi as an underdog? As we didn't read off the odds here, so yeah. PSG are an underdog in this spot. Bayern Munich, 1.98 implied goal total. Tottenham, 1.6. PSG, 1.47. And then AC Milan at 1. It's a loaded question there, Luis. I think your decision will come down to how you think these matches are going to go. Do you think there's going to be goals in this Bayern Munich PSG game? Do we think it's going to be a little more up and down than that first one? Because if you don't, I think the Sun floor, even if Perisic starts, even if they're splitting set pieces, I just think the fact that Tottenham are playing down, that they're at home, they need to press. And I think AC Milan are going to be, from the start, I think they're just kind of going to be fine with playing for a scoreless draw. And then they're going to kind of play the Tottenham role here and just come off the counter. So I feel like we're going to get corners. We're going to get the set pieces for Tottenham. So as long as Tottenham don't score 2 goals in the first 45 minutes, we could get a 10 to 15 point floor from Sun. At least that's the hope. And then with Mbappe, if you're going against a 10 to 15 point floor, you kind of need the goal/assist from Mbappe for the $1,500 more. So,
hey, you answered your question. So you think Sun's going to be higher on? Okay,
know if he's actually going to be more popular, but that's just kind of my thinking, and that doesn't really mean everything.
Obviously, no, I know, but I mean, but it's quite rational. Like for example, I hate to play Kane, but this might be again that, you know, if you want upside, definitely play Kane, right? It's definitely some messy. I think some with the price discount. If you can do something with that discount, right? If you can do something, because goalkeepers, I mean, I don't know, any one seems shaky, right? I want Fraser Forster, but my God, it's just Tottenham. It's scary, bad run lately. Not sure if I want the Milan goalie. Maybe I do, but the price difference is not as significant, right? It's like a 4,000, 5,000, just 1,000 that you can use here and there. So, you know, I don't know. I think at the end, it's like, well, I can play Oliver Skip or I can play Højbjerg, which is 5,000 instead of like 3,000, and then play Mbappe or some. I don't know. I guess people will make the decision at the time. But yeah, I mean, I'm. It's hard to say. I mean, like you see the odds and they feel that Bayern PSG is going to be a higher scoring. I feel that PSG current defense is terrible. So they might concede. And in that case, they have to score 2 goals, right? So it's kind of a weird position, right? Like Mbappe and Messi don't defend much. And, you know, but PSG is going to be, you know, underhanded on defense. They probably going to concede a goal, so I don't want Donnarumma. So what is going to happen is, are they going to push forward? I mean, is Tottenham going to be pushing forward more, or is just going to try to manage the game? Like 1-0, let's not lose the match. So I don't know. I have that conundrum myself. I kind of want Messi and Mbappe for the upside, but some seems pretty safe and tasty. So,
Right. I feel like, at least in cash games, it feels like even though Bayern Munich are the biggest favorite on the slate, we just have these guys who are all kind of in play to be subbed off. Like no matter who starts, it doesn't seem like Mane's come off the bench the last couple matches. It doesn't seem like he's going to start. So not like we're considering Choupo-Moting in cash games, but even for tournaments, 7,300 for him, he's probably going to come off at the 60th minute for Mane or 55th minute. And then, I mean, none of these guys are safe, whether it's Musiala, Müller, Coman, all these guys are going to come off. So none of them are safe for tournaments. I mean, is there anyone else, really? It depends who starts for AC Milan, because there's a chance we're looking at Olivier Giroud as the cheapest forward option at 6,700. Rafael Leao is 7,500. I don't think anyone else is down here. I mean, there's a chance like Decater Allaire. I'm not saying that name correctly.
Yeah, I think so. But
I don't think he's going to start, so...
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, paying almost 7,000 for Giroud, you know, the ex-gunner trying to stick it to Spurs. But, you know, I mean, besides that, it's just, I mean, Musiala is now forward. Okay. I guess that makes sense. Prices are too high. I mean, I'd rather reach to Kane instead of playing those guys. I don't know where you are in that place, but I mean, if I'm going to pay 6,700 for Giroud, I mean, I know that Harry Kane, I mean, this is his match, right? This is his team. I mean, rather go with him than at home with heavy favor for like a thousand something more than play any of those guys. But I mean, I have certain weakness for Coman, but what you're saying is true, right? Like he seems to be, he did amazing on the reverse feature, right? Like Nuno Mendes, not good defender. They struggle. Danilo. I mean, it's kind of like a made up team now. He's good, but the minutes are bad. So you know, minutes are really bad and concerning. So.
Right. I mean, he still had a 16-point floor in that first game, 9 crosses. I mean, they're kind of featuring them there on the wing. But at 8,900 without set pieces, it's just hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I think I'm those four, right? Like Messi and Son for mostly cash. My combination for whatever flair you want. If you think Tottenham might score more goals, well, go Kane somewhere. Maybe play Son in that midfielder spot instead of like Kimmich if you want to be
different.
Right. You know, but yeah, I'm with you. Outside those four, I mean, it will be really a lot of flair to play anyone else, I think. I mean, even Coman at that price is hard, especially because it really makes you complicated to fit the lineup with things you want, especially at defense. So, I mean, that's where we are. So I think Mbappe is higher on than some, but I will check when it's time. I'm sure the one that I play is the one that scores the least amount of points. So
definitely. Of course, that's how it works.
I'm just going to tell you guys on the Discord chat when I play. So you can adjust accordingly.
Yeah. So we got Messi here, as you know, in the cash games, but in midfield, I think it's pretty clear you want to play Kimmich. He's 8,100 and he was 7,500 on the first slate, had a 21-point floor.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't get that again, I mean, he should be over 9K. He doesn't have the same upside as Messi, but he probably has a better floor than him. He's just a must. So the question is, what do you want to do with your second midfielder? So we got Ivan Perisic here at 6,900. Does this come into your thoughts at all here just to get all of the Tottenham set pieces? Perisic is another guy similar to Son. He was recently benched for a couple matches. Maybe that gave him a little boost or something like that. We have Tottenham in need for at least a goal, and they're at home. I feel like I keep saying that, but 6,900. I mean, are you looking at him as your second midfielder? I guess that's the question. And then,
I mean, it's hard to afford unless you go, you know, full Tottenham, right? But I mean, I like Perisic. I mean, I like Perisic better than Kulusevski. I mean, it depends on lineup, but if the lineup as is posted, right, it's Son and Perisic sharing corner kicks and free kicks. So, I mean, 7,000 seems hard. I mean, I don't think I'm going to have it just because of the price, unless I sacrifice somewhere else in defense, right? So,
I think, I think it may depend on what you want to do at goalkeeper, because the lineup I put together, I went down at goalkeeper and I have 4,000 left at utility. Yeah. So that's like the Oliver Skip range.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, right? So Oliver Skip keeps popping, man. The Oliver Skip keeps popping. I'm with you. I mean, this number looks good, and for the price, you know, why not? Right. I mean, I'm more partial to play Fabian Ruiz, but he hasn't done much. So, so I mean, I like Perisic. I can see a Perisic Kulusevski, but that is kind of like, you know, you go full Tottenham, right? So, in that case, right, you can play Kane and Son, and you know, you fade Messi or Jon Rijs, which is, you know, ridiculous, I think, with that price. But, what else we have here? I don't know.
Right, what else is here? That's the question.
Yeah, Brahim Diaz was amazing on the other match, but you know, I mean, 6,000. I mean, it seems like a gamble, right?
Right.
Tonali, I mean, 5,000 for Tonali just doesn't seem right to me. I'd rather not pay for any of these guys. Højbjerg, 5,000, I can do that. Sales makers, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
He always has potential, but never delivers, at least not to me, so I'm just not going to play him. So, what else? You know, we talk about the Catalera, a forward. I mean, is do I want the Catalera or I want Skip? I'm not sure, honest to you. Berardi seems like Oliver Skip's, but in a worse matchup. I'm not sure if he's playing. So I don't know. I mean,
yourself into Skip, I think, is what
I am. I'm sad to say this, but I think he's the... He makes the slate come together nicely.
Is he going to be 50% in cash games?
I think he's probably going to be very high on. Just in flexibility. It gives you a pop to play. Because there's no good – I mean, unless you go – I mean, you want to play three defenders, and if you want to play a cheap one, I don't know. The center back of Tottenham, I mean, none of them have done it. To play Romero – or Lenglet, I don't know. It's just I'd rather go.
Would you rather punt at for a center back, or would you rather want Skip? Right. So you prefer Skip.
I am Skip now.
Isn't the best defender slate, but I think there are defenders that you probably want to look at.
Yeah.
At least to be considered.
That's the thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I agree with you. Like, I think that, you know, for the price. You know, like Nuno Mendes is not bad. I know we are not big fans here, but you know, for 4,000, he can give me 7-8 points. Hakimi doesn't do it much in PSG, but you know, for the price, is not bad. Same with Alfonso Davies. Definitely, Royal is not bad if he starts. Poro gets getting high in price there. You know, that's. But for the price, you know, like you get a Pedro Porro for 6,000, that's cheaper than Perisic and with defender bonus. So, you know,
I'm with you.
Like I'd rather play these three defenders so I can play big guys on top. So maybe just the second midfielder spot is for a Skip, right?
I think if Porro starts, I think he's more likely to be subbed off. Whereas if Emerson starts, he seems more likely to go 90.
Emerson's kind of like the the starter, right? It's kind of like the has the trust of the team, but
he seems like the preferred option. Came off the bench over the weekend after going 90 in three straight games, so it just seems like he's the guy there. So
I like Emerson. I like Emerson Royal, the Royal.
So would you play Teo Hernandez or at 6,100? Do you prefer Emerson or do you prefer Hernandez?
I prefer Emerson just because,
the situation.
This is a away game. I mean, Teo is not a bad match, but I think he's taking many corner kicks lately. And I don't know. I mean, he wasn't very good on the other matchup, so I don't know.
Right. I mean, basically the hope with Teo Hernandez is Tottenham get an early goal. Maybe they get two early goals or something, and then AC Milan have to press. I mean, if you want to do that in tournaments, make a lineup like that, get a couple get Kane or something in there, make your Kane lineup with whoever, get those Tottenham goals, and then come back on it with whoever, Leao, Hernandez. That would be a strategy. But otherwise, if you're not playing that, it just seems hard to spend the 6,100 on Hernandez, where AC Milan, again, are fine with a scoreless draw.
Yeah, I feel like Hernandez can give me, I mean, without a special situation, like what you said, I mean, I don't see a difference between Hernandez or Alphonso Davies or Nuno Mendes. So the 2,000 for me is kind of like, well, I can save this and use it someone else. So.
Right. I mean, I even prefer just Nuno Mendes just as a wing back, assuming that's what they're going to do again.
That's a setup, right? Yeah.
Like, I like that more than maybe even if their prices were even. I maybe even like Mendes more than Hernandez. And even Davies, it's not like Davies is that great of a DFS player. So I'm not that high in Davies either, especially in this matchup at, 4,700?
Yeah, and also Davies has to deal with Messi probably. So, you know, maybe a lower ceiling, not a, you know. I definitely like Nuno Mendes. I mean, what you say is true. I mean, if they were the same price, Nuno and Teo, I mean, probably still play Nuno because of the situation, right? Mm-hmm. But the 2,000 savings or so, it's not a no-brainer. So.
Right. Yeah, he went 90 over the weekend.
There's no one else, I think. just PSG have no one else. I think Bernat is injured, so. Yeah. Oh, they don't want to play him, but.
Hakimi is the one that's injured. I guess he made the team, but he's been out for a few weeks now with a hamstring injury. Yeah. So,
yeah, they say hamstring, but it can be something else. But
yeah,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So you're not playing Stanisic at 3,700. If you don't want to play any of the guys we just mentioned, do you just go down to the center backs and hope that you get the random goal that's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, if you don't want to skip, do you want to win three defenders, which I think you should. I mean, cash seems to get one of those win backs much better than burn your money on midfield. I mean, I like Perisic, as you said. I mean, if you but with 4,000, what can you do with 4,000 in defense? I mean, not much. Stanisic, I guess. I'd rather play one of the Tottenham guys, Romero or Lenglet. For some reason, seems that Lenglet always scores a goal in my head.
In your head only.
Yeah, in my head only, right.
4,000, yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, God, I don't want to play that guy for 4,000. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, something's not right there. For goalkeeper, it's kind of a little different than today's slate. And So what do we have here? Clean sheet percentages. Tottenham is 36%. That is the highest on the slate. But Fraser Forster is 5,200. He's 200 cheaper than Jan Sommer. And Jan Sommer, Bayern Munich, have just under 24% chance for clean sheet. So that's a significant margin below Tottenham. And then we have, what do we have? Donnarumma's 4,300 and Mike Maignan is 4,100. So is there, I guess, Fraser, it doesn't seem right, but is Fraser Forster, is he going to be the most popular keeper, or are people just going to spend down because none of these teams have great clean sheet dots here?
I feel we're going to see a variety. I mean, of the two expensive guys, probably, I mean, if you play Messi, you're going to see more Fraser Foster's. I feel also not because of his Tottenham, it's just like most people not going to play much or any Milan player. So kind of like try to correlate it that way. I like Maignan if you need salary. I mean, you can play whoever you want. Obviously, you are always can do that. But I mean, in this matchup, I mean, maybe Tottenham needs to shoot. I mean, maybe he gets like 4 or 5 saves and that's enough. Better than, you know, getting a counterattack goal from Milan and then just, you know, eat a -3 or a 2 points. So I don't know. Where you are here? Do you like Foster? Honestly, I just don't like any of the goalies. I wish, right. I think Donnarumma might gonna have to be a hero because PSG defense is bad. Bayern Munich should dominate possession. You know, can he, you know, he's an elite goalkeeper, right? He gets paid for it. So, I mean, it might be a good save some on there, but I don't know. Like, I struggle to find anyone that I like. If I have money, I probably play Foster. If I don't, I don't know. I'm between Donnarumma and Maignan. I kind of like Donnarumma, but I don't know.
Let me see. I'm just looking at this. There's a few 2v2s that you can do, and it involves like Forster and Maignan and Skip and Romero, kind of a thing. So very fun. Very fun 2v2s.
Tell me. No doubt
about it. So the thought with Forster here is we're just looking at this matchup. Tottenham are favorite. I mentioned earlier that AC Milan, they're fine sitting back. Their opportunities are going to be on the counter. So that's not going to mean many saves for Forster, if any. We kind of had the situation with Vlecha Demos today where I don't think he made a save. And maybe he made one save. I think he finished with 5 points, kind of a thing. Yeah. So, I mean, if Tottenham win, get the clean sheet, I guess 10 points, 12 points. But on the other side of that, we just saw Jose Sa rack up however many points against Tottenham. We know these guys are going to be shooting. They're going to be shooting from outside the box. The saves will be there. So, I mean, you even have a chance where it's like Maignan makes 5 saves, makes 6 saves, but only allows a goal, and he's still at the same total as Forster. So it kind of depends on So this 2v2, what do you want to do? Do you want Romero, who is probably going to get a yellow card and is in range for negative points, or or Oliver Skip, who is Oliver Skip, who may also get 0 points. So it's very, very thin margins here in your decision. And it's going to come down to, you know, you're probably going to win and lose on something stupid. And if you win, just tell everyone you're great at DFS and you know what you're talking about. Just go from there.
Exactly. That's how it is, right? It's always a 2v2 when you have the – I have Donnarumma, you have Manyan, and I have Romero, you have Skip, and then there's like 20 points difference. So it's, I like Manyan. I do. I think you're right with the saves. I feel more confident about Milan's defense and PSG defense. I think Donnarumma should have several saves. I like Milan's chances to have more saves than PSG. Because it can happen that, you know, Bayern just scores a goal and then just dominate possession, but without shooting, right? Like this Bayern style, right? This tiki-taka and, you know, just come find the ball. Messi just walking around, Mbappe is walking around. They have a 2-man advantage, but that's the situation, right? Like,
right. Donnarumma had 6 saves in the first match, 10 points. So, what do you think is more likely? Do you think it's more likely that Bayern Munich score 3 or 4 goals, or do you think it's more likely Tottenham score 3 or 4 goals?
God, I'm gonna say Tottenham, but I don't
know. Oh man!
I mean, all right. So you give me even teams. I mean, they have the same odds, right? More or less same wins odds, right? You want Kane or Choupo-Moting?
Sadio Mane scoring a brace off the bench.
That's true, right? Yeah, obviously, yes. I don't know. I think. I definitely have seen Bayern potentially. I mean, Tottenham struggling to score. But I don't know. It's just so stupid, right? It's going to be who makes more points, Donnarumma or Manyan or Foster or Sommer. I mean, it's just so incredibly frustrating. That part is just frustrating to me because anything can happen. So we're just going to have to trust Oliver Skip to score a goal and give us 20 points so we don't have to depend on the goalie, right? So
there we go.
That's it.
The last 3 Tottenham matches, home matches, last 3 Tottenham home matches, 2-0, they beat Chelsea. 2-0, they beat West Ham. 1-0, they beat Manchester City. Is that swaying your thoughts at all about this Tottenham side?
I forgot about the Manchester City match. You're right. Interesting.
Just a really good team at home. That's all it is, right?
God, I forgot about the Chelsea match. Chelsea was just terrible. That's my God.
Except for today.
No, yeah, I mean, they're turning around, I guess. Well, Europe is different, right?
Yeah. So.
But that means that do we play Foster then? And then we get those 10 points for the 5,000 and we just.
You just get the 10 points, right?
You call it a day.
Okay. All right. So how.
How I like Manyan. I like Manyan. Manyan is my goalie. Done. I'm done.
Okay.
If I need money, if I have to play some right. With Manyan.
All right. So what do we think is going to happen in these matches? Are we going with a scoreless draw for Tottenham, or are we thinking 1-0, 2-0 win? And are we thinking what, Bayern Munich 2-1 win? More goals? 2-0 win? 1-0 hot win take. Again?
I'm gonna give you the fire. Tottenham 2, Milan 0. Bayern Munich 1, PSG 3. That's
3.
It. 3 goals. I'm done. Take it to the bank.
All right. Let me see. All right. So you're gonna have Mbappe and Messi. Okay. Let's.
And Son and Kane, right? That's it. And Skip and 3 center backs. I don't know.
Mbappe, Messi, Kane, And then you get Romero, you get the Tottenham. Okay, you got Forster. Okay.
I go skip. Skip
you
is
get
gonna
the skip
be
assist,
the
goal. Skip goal.
Yeah, skip goal and assist, I'm done.
Okay, that's what you're doing. You're going.
No, I think
Mbappe and Messi.
I honestly think PSG have a decent chance to get in a shootout and score goals. I'm not sure if the team can support him. I mean, PSG's. I mean, I like the chances against Antifan. I think the Bayern Munich defense is really bad. I feel that PSG defense is also really bad, but you know, it's Messi and Mbappe. You know, this is their matchup, right? So I don't know if it's 1-0. That means that Bayern Munich won, and it's just a boring game, and I lost my money. So did the PSG owner from that game. So yeah. You know, like anyhow. What are you thinking? You thinking Bayern Munich wins 2-1?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at some of the recent PSG results, and Donnarumma is always making saves.
Yeah.
We saw that in the first meeting, and they're allowing goals too. They allowed 2 goals against Nantes. They allowed 3 goals against Lille. 3 against, I believe, Monaco. So
team is not good. But this is their match, right? This is the – I mean, I just –
What does that mean, this is their match? Go into this.
I mean, they all care about winning the Champions League, right? That's all they care. This is a game for them.
But they can't do it, though. Is that what you're basing this off of? What did you do for was it 2 years ago, that second leg? Didn't both away teams win when these teams played a few years ago?
Yeah. They did.
Yeah, PSG. Okay. That's what you're doing. PSG 3-2 at Bayern. Now I see what's going on. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that, you know, I mean, if PSG can do this, this is the match. They have to win. But you know, overall, I mean, Messi and Mbappe cannot do it this today. Well, that's it, right? So, I like Kane. Honestly, I think Tottenham should win relatively easily. But you know, I'm always afraid of Tottenham not being good in Europe for some reason. I thought the match in Italy was Tottenham was decent, but they couldn't do much. So I don't know. I am struggling in between the forwards, right? So I kind of like Mbappe for name, but you know, I like Son, and I definitely like Kane for if they're going to score more than one goal, right? But
yeah, it definitely feels like Mbappe and Messi are going to be the most popular forwards, at least in tournaments. I'm not sure like Son will be up there in tournaments because people know Mbappe. He comes through in big spots. They just saw this in the World Cup. I mean, he just has the brace, hat trick upside, kind of no matter the matchup. Yeah. I just think people are going to play him. So you can either ride with all the 50% plus people who play Mbappe or take Kane, who seems to struggle a lot in Europe play. Maybe he'll come through. Or we haven't really talked about like deciding between these Bayern Munich guys. Would Coman be your favorite Bayern Munich play? Does anyone really stand out? No matter who starts, does anyone stand out for the 60 to 70 minutes they're gonna get?
Yeah, no, that's the problem. I mean, I've just the salaries are really bad. So, I mean, it's just hard. I mean, I think if we talk about right, a Bayern is going to get shots. Are they coming in or not? Depends on Donnarumma. But you know, I mean, I will never play Müller or Choupo-Moting, as you said. You know, those guys for the price. I mean, can give me a goal, can give me nothing. So it's just hard to play any of them besides Kimmich, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I will say, well, Goretzka is not bad, but Goretzka is, what, 6,000? So it's just scary. Like,
yeah, I was going to bring up Goretzka because until today we had Enzo Fernandez in the same role, 6K. I believe he finished negative for Chelsea
yeah.
in their 2-0 win. So it's just fresh in my mind that Goretzka is kind of in that same role there,
yeah.
5,800. I'm not going to recommend him, but he'll probably score. So
we have Skip our savior.
Yeah. Skip the savior.
Nothing can happen to us.
I can't believe we're in a spot where we're just like Oliver Skip. Let's plug him in. He is the guy. That's what we got here. Maybe that's why DK is kind of afraid to make bigger slates, because we're relying on Oliver Skip. That must be it.
Oh my god! It's just where it is, right? I think pricing is odd. I wish it was more variety of. I mean, the top is low. Like Messi at 9,000 is Mbappe under 10,000. Those are nice plays, but then it's like. It's a big gap between there's 9,000, there's 7,000, and Oliver Skip. That's it. So it's just a matter of like, well, you know, you want to feed the good guys, you have to play somebody in the 3,000-4,000 range. And I mean, going to the dumpster, that's the one that smells the least, I guess, or the most. I don't know what would be if it's Roquefort cheese. I don't know. Don't let me talk more anymore about Oliver Skip or savior.
Yes. Okay. I just want to say, so we kind of mentioned Coman earlier, but for tournaments, like if you're on Bayern Munich, I would say Coman is your guy. They went to him a lot. He kind of did whatever he wanted to against Nuno Mendes. He had a massive floor, even if he's only playing 75 minutes. If you were on Bayern Munich's side, if you're thinking that they're going to get a couple goals kind of thing, or if it's just an up and down match, I think you want Coman on your team. So I will say that if you're worried about minutes, I would say don't worry about minutes, assuming you're on the Bayern Munich side. So,
yeah, I agree. I think cash is more or less what we talk about it. Skip and six guys. Mm-hmm. For tournaments, I think Tottenham stack makes sense. Play Kane, Son, Perisic, Kulusevski, Emerson, Skip, and then two guys.
Right.
I mean, don't play Skip if you can play someone else. But
yes.
but I think that Tottenham stack makes a lot of sense. You think there's points and.
Yeah, I mean, if Tottenham
gets a couple... And you can afford it. I mean, the thing is, like, it's affordable, and you feel better about the minutes, so.
Yeah, I mean, you can just, stack a few Tottenham guys, get, and let's say it is a 2-0 win or something, and then the other game is 1-0, and not as many goals, but you still get the 24 points from Kimmich or something. You plug Kimmich into this lineup. So you got the floor points there, but then you got the goals from Tottenham, and everyone else is hoping for goals from Mbappe and Messi, and those guys are sitting around 10 points or something like that. So that's one way to look at it. But
that's how we win.
That's how we win. I don't think we have anything else. Do you have anything else, Luis?
No, I have nothing else, man.
There we go.
These two gamers, I mean, we can talk about everybody.
Yeah, okay. So Ben Davies. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Ben Davies.
rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial to get set up. And then once you're subscribed, rotowire.com/chat to get into our Discord. I just want to point out, people are coming at us on Twitter and in the YouTube comments asking us questions right after lineups come out. We're in the Discord, rotowire.com/chat. We're in the Discord answering questions. I'm not looking at the YouTube comments an hour before lock once lineups come out. I'm not really looking at my Twitter either. So that's why it's there. Check out the Discord. We're in there. We're all in there. Luis, maybe not as much. He has, he has another daytime job. So
yeah, but just if you give me the alert, whatever it is, I'll answer. I see the Discord alerts, so
At Pache Goal. You'll find him in there.
Do you know the answer? The answer is Oliver Skip. That's it.
That's all we need.
That's all you need. I mean, there's just not much else to do. I mean, unless there is a cure in the lineups, which I don't see. Maybe my name instead of Chopo Motin, but I'm still pricey. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Pape Sarr instead of Skip.
Yeah, something like that. Nicolas Sule, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Now, you can find Luis at Patrick Gold. I am at RotoWireSoccer on Twitter. And you can also find RotoWire Soccer at RotoWire Soccer on Twitter. That's all we got for the Wednesday two-game slate. Otherwise, content for this week. We got Thursday morning. Me and Chris Owen do our Premier League betting show. We're cruising right now. If you haven't listened to that, haven't watched that, you got to check that out. We just went 6-0 over the weekend. And we got Friday.
You're on fire, man. You're making money.
It's incredible what's going on there. The corner bets are going wild in the Premier League. But, yeah, check that out Thursday morning. Friday, we have the usual Premier League show. And I think it's a 5-game Premier League slate. But, Luis, thanks for joining me. And what we got next week? We got Manchester City. We got some other Champions League stuff next week. So we'll see you then. But good luck to everyone on this 2-gamer. Hopefully it's not one of the hindsight slates. Hopefully it ends in some victories for us. But good luck, Luis.
Good luck, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.